Pleased to be joined here with the head coach for the Kansas State Lady Wildcats, and Deb Patterson. Thanks for joining me here this evening, Coach. First time out here at the K-State Fry. What's the experience like so far?
I'm loving it. You know, it's great. We just saw three K-State skydivers come down, and we had the American flag and the Wildcat flag, and all the gentlemen here are true gentlemen. Okay, well, maybe I'm stretching the truth just a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll let you do that here, but welcome here to Scott City, and talk about your season. It was rather an interesting season. I don't know if you've probably ever had that many injuries in one season. You finished with seven players, but you go to the Final Four of the NIT, and what a season it was for you guys.
You know, it really was. It was one in which you take a right hook, then you take a left jab, then you take one right in the gut, and it was just take a lot of hits, keep fighting, which is the Kansas State way. I had tough kids, and it was really neat for us to have the chance to play late in the season. Our kids had a lot of guts.
Is that really a testament to the players and the work ethic that it all paid off for them to get into postseason play?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? When you work that hard and you take that many hits, it would have been really easy to say, well, let's kick back, let's get this thing over with. But they really liked one another, and they were great competitors. And it showed. You know, we made a great run. We had great support through that run, and something for the younger players to build off of this next season.
Once again, K-State Lady Wildcat Coach Deb Patterson joining me here at Scott City for part of the K-State Fry. And talk about your seven players, your magnificent seven. Two of them actually come from Western Kansas. One played down at Seward County from Honksey, Kendra Spresser, and then also have Heidi Brown from down in Southwestern Heights. Talk about what they meant to the team this year.
Well, you know, they brought great character, and they were kids that walked in every day, and they put their work boots on. They were great teammates. They really gave everything it was that they had to the effort, and just that consummate Kansas kid. You know, they're going to show up, they're going to work hard, honest days, wage, you know, they're going to earn it, and I just appreciate their efforts so much.
You gain a whole new recruiting class. Talk about what you bring in next year to Kansas State.
You know, we got three perimeter players and we got three post players coming in. So got good balance. It's a big class in numbers, but it's one I think has a great future. We might have to live through a lot of freshman mistakes and little oohs and ahs, but they're going to be good.
Now, one other question here before I let you go. I know the ultimate goal is to make it to the NCAA tournament, but considering how young your team was it maybe a benefit for them to go into the WNIT and have more games that way?
I really felt like it was. You get those four or five extra games instead of a one and done, which was probable with the kind of squad we had, you know, and our numbers. And I've always felt like that WNIT experience propels you to great things the next year. So I was thrilled to have it, and I think it's going to give us a chance to understand what that next level is all about.
Well, I appreciate you, Coach, taking time here tonight, and enjoy the fry here at Scott City.
Thank you. I have so far.